Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Psalms, please. Psalm chapter 119. I want to look at a little portion of Scripture here tonight for just a little while. We'll try not to be too long tonight so we can get into the business meeting. Brooke, I'm missing Brother John, honey, and Kathy. Are they okay? Are they sick? Oh, you don't know. Okay. I know you haven't spoke to your dad in a long time. We'll pray for you. Okay. I tell you what, if I was as mean as he was, I wouldn't speak to me either. Amen. I've been riding Brother John pretty hard about that ride. Was that last Sunday that happened? Yeah, I think it was Sunday morning. Kathy thought that Brooke was going to bring him home, and Brooke thought that Kathy had already took him home. He had to hitchhike home from church. And I called him at 5:30 Sunday afternoon. And I said, Brother John, I just wondered, do you need a ride? Amen. Amen. What a blessing to have a little fun along life's way. Amen. Amen. Psalm 119, I want to begin looking at verse number 129. That'd be the 17th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And I believe that I just now noticed something. I didn't know that those shapes were right alongside it. In my Bible, they're showing the shapes of those letters. Are they showing them in yours? What about that? Isn't that something? And they're not always exactly the same. And I'd say it just depends on who you read after or whatever. But anyway, I just noticed that. I hadn't noticed that. I thought that was just like a little symbol, but that's the actual letter. I looked up there at Saudi, that burden bearer, and a picture of a servant bearing a burden. And it reminded me of that. Verse 129, thy testimonies are wonderful. Could we stop right there and say amen? Amen. His testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. If correctly read, that's verse 129 through verse 136, Psalm 119. Let's pray just a moment. Lord, we thank you tonight for this open Bible that we have in front of us. Thank you, Lord, that one day you gave us enough faith and enough wisdom to open our hearts to the Word of God. Lord, we've never been the same since. Lord, we failed you many times. God's Word has never failed us. God, you've never failed us. And I thank you, Father, for your Word. Truly, thy testimonies are wonderful. I pray, God, tonight that you'd help us to glean for a few minutes now from the Word of God. And Lord, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This letter, 17th letter here, is the letter Peh. That's the way you say it according to what I've been able to get. And it's the pictogram is the shape of a mouth. If you see it there, there's an opening like a mouth. And here it's speaking of speech or the spoken word or the testimony. And the spoken word is upward to the mind. The word is stored and then spoken to others. The fifth letter also is the shape of a mouth, indicating breath or spirit or revelation, a breath drawn down to where our seat of emotion is. And the spirit first touches our heart and our will, and then the word of God comes out of us, out of our mouth. The Bible said, out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so here we have
the testimony of the Word of God that's wonderful. The speech comes out, the spoken word or the testimony. The phrase I picked up on is in verse 135 where it said, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant." You forgive me, but when I read that, I began to think of people that God has allowed me to cross paths with in this walk of life. One of the men that I think of is named Woodrow Wishon. I doubt if any of you all know him. He was my pastor's daddy. And my, what a man of God. But have you ever met someone that just seemed like their face shone and that their countenance just revealed, amen, the glory of God? I'm not talking about something that's out of the ordinary as far as that goes, but I think you know what I mean. They just had something about them, a glow about them, amen, and a joy about them, and a peace about them. And Brother Wishon was that way, my pastor's dad. Brother Wishon preached many times there at Landmark for us when I was first saved, and Brother Woodrow, he would start off kindly slow, but he wasn't going to stay that way long. Amen. It kind of caught him another gear, and he'd get to preaching, Brother Rose, and he'd walk over here like this, and his shoes would be hanging over the step about like that, and he'd get to preaching, and he'd bend over like this, and while he was preaching, he'd be a wadding his britches up like that right there. I'm going to tell you what, about the time, Brother Ralph, that his britches cleared the top of his socks, he was getting in the glory. Yeah. I'm telling you what's the truth. I never seen a man preach like that in all my life. What a wonderful, I thought about Brother Rightly Salling. He was that way. God just shined on him. Amen. His face was just radiant with the joy of God and God's word. He was just like a honeycomb to be around, just dripping with honey. I don't know if you've ever been around close up Brother Mays Jackson. I always thought Brother Mays was that way. He just had an air about him, an air of humility, an air of joy. I rode with my pastor years ago, and I'm going to get in a message in a minute, but I'm trying to get you to see that I think it's wonderful. When the psalmist said, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant," I think it's wonderful, Brother Houston, that some of us have some people in our lives, we've seen their face shine, amen, with the glory of God. But I was riding, my pastor asked me if I wanted to ride to the airport, and Brother Wishon, he had a big old Lincoln. It was one of them cars where the hood emblem got into the next county 10 minutes before the windshield did. You know what I mean? A big, long front end on that Lincoln Continental. I think it was early 80s or late 70s model. And we were taking Brother Mays back to the airport. He had come in and preached a revival meeting for Brother J.B. Arthur. That's Joe Arthur's dad up in Marion, Virginia. And Brother Mays was sitting in the passenger side of that Lincoln. And my pastor was driving, and I was in the back seat, sitting back here behind my pastor. And I tell you something, you'd never dream this in all of your life. I was 27 years old, hadn't been saved, but just a few months. God had called me to preach the Word of God. And Brother Mays was a big man. But Brother Mays, instead of sitting like this and facing down out the windshield going down the road, he turned his back to that door, put his leg up on the seat, and talked to this young preacher in the back seat and talked to my pastor. He treated me like I was somebody. He would listen. He would talk to me. And I'm telling you, that's almost lost in this generation. Amen. But God still got his people who he's shining on. Amen. And what a blessing that is tonight. And make thy face to shine upon thy servant. And I want to give you several things tonight, just four hurriedly. I'll have to hurry. But I want to give you four things tonight that I believe will help God's face to shine upon us as his servants. Number one, his face will shine upon us when we acknowledge the wonder of the Word of God. The wonder of the Word of God. Do you know what I believe? I believe sometimes we cool off a little bit. We're saved a good number of years. We go through some heartaches and some trials. Can you remember when you had that wonder about the Word of God, when you opened it up? I was sitting there a while ago, Brother Brian was making the announcements or getting the prayer requests, and I was sitting there thinking about wonder, and I was thinking about my dad. And my dad took us fishing years ago at a place called Deer Creek up in Maryland. And my dad took off walking. I still to this day don't understand that. But it was a railroad trestle. It didn't have any sides on it. It was no longer in use. It wasn't like that we were running the risk of a train coming along while we were on the railroad trestle. But I tell you, I watched my dad. And I can remember the wonder of that my father would take off walking, putting his feet on them. Now, Daddy was about as big as I am now. But I wasn't that big. I was a skinny little old fella. Amen. I actually could have went down between them things. And I can remember the wonder how high we were off of the water and how the water was going down underneath of it. And it was just amazing to me as a child. And all I could think was, Daddy, if you're going to do it, here I come. And I was shaking. Amen. You think I was shaking in that basket, Brother Houston? You would have seen me shaking as a kid. Amen. Because I couldn't swim, but I didn't have enough sense to know if I fell that far, there wasn't going to be no swimming going on no way. Amen. That water wasn't probably 2 or 3 feet deep. I was going to be history if I fell off of that thing. And so I took off the wonder. Remember the wonder of the Word of God when you'd open the Word of God and just the pages of God's Word, there was a wonder about it. There was a wonder about the truths concerning Jesus. The Inspiration sung a song years ago, and I got the lyrics to it. It said, "The wonder of wonders as she looked on his face, that this little boy spoke the worlds in their place." I'm not trying to play on your emotions tonight, but I've got just a little picture of my little grandson on the computer. And I wonder at it every time I pull it up. Amen. How beautiful he is. How he's fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. And God let him be healthy. And God give him to us. Amen. That we could enjoy him. But could you imagine the wonder with Mary? Amen. The wonder of the Word of God. We need to acknowledge that. This little boy spoke the world in their place. The stars, the moon shining brightly on them. The earth and the sun were created by him. The wonder of wonders. Oh, how could it be that God became flesh and was given for me? The Almighty came down and walked among men. The wonder of wonders. He died for my sin. I tell you, I don't believe we ever ought to ever get over that. Amen. The wonder of the Word of God. He said, "Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them." The Bible said in Psalm 33, verse 6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Does it ever just make you want to stand in awe to think that God just spoke the stars into existence, the sun, the moon, and the earth, and he just spoke, and it was. Amen. What power. Listen, I don't want to diminish. Listen, there's still that much power in this book we have in our lap. It is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. You know, we've got people that believe in evolution. We've got people that believe in creation. We've got people that believe in a mixture. I tell you what I believe. In the beginning, God created just like us. I believe it takes more faith to believe a lie than it does to believe the truth of God's Word. Amen. What a wonder, the Word of God. The Bible said in Revelation 19:13, I'll tell you this, we're going to wonder one day after a while. Brother Ralph, we come riding out of there behind him. The Bible said on his vesture was dipped in blood, and he had on it a name, the Word of God. Amen. I tell you, we need to wonder at his Word. And when we do, I believe his face will shine upon us as his servant. Number two, not only do we need to acknowledge the wonder of the Word, but I believe we need to allow the entrance of the Word. The Word of God said in verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. You know, tonight I don't mind to be in that crowd. Amen. That simple crowd. I don't ever want to be anything but just somebody that God could use in a simple way to get a simple message across to people, amen, that they might know the wonder of his Word. We need to allow the entrance of, the Bible said it gives light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. The Bible said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Do you remember when his Word, listen, got in you? Amen. I believe when we get in the Word of God and the Word of God gets in us, I believe it'll change our countenance. His face will shine upon us. Amen. As God's people, we need to allow the entrance of the Word of God. The Bible said the light shined in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. The darkness can't do anything with the light of God's Word. Amen. I tell you something tonight. We're in a fearful time in our country. You know what we need? We need some light. We need light to shine in this darkness. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart that that light is the precious Word of God. Amen. You know, I won't go there tonight. We need to allow the entrance of the Word. Get in the Word. Let the Word get in us. Then number three tonight, we acknowledge the wonder of his Word. His face will shine upon his servant. When we allow the entrance of his Word, we get in his Word. I was talking to a man the other day, and I'm not going to say who. It's no one local. But it broke my heart. This man told me about a man that at one time, you'd never hear anything playing on his radio but preaching or singing that was centered around the Word of God and the things of God. This man told me about going to this man, going to his place of business there, his shop, and he told me about what was playing on the radio. And I never would have dreamed it. I never would have dreamed that a man of that stature and caliber would ever be listening to that rotten stuff out of hell again. Amen. That rock music and that garbage. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, listen tonight, somewhere along the way, the Word stopped entering in. Amen. Something stopped up the well. Amen. And that's what the Philistines want to do, Brother Ralph. They want to stop up our well, amen, that we don't have that good water, that good cool drink of fresh water from the fountain of God. We allow the entrance of the Word. Then let me give you this tonight. It kind of goes along with that. But the Bible said here in verse number 131, I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. I'm not trying to be ugly tonight, but how many's ever seen a deer or a dog panting? How many's ever seen that? I tell you, I was up in a place called White Top, on top of White Top Mountain one time, and there was some wild dogs got after a deer. I'll just say this, There was one less wild dog after they come by me than there was before they come by me. That deer come by and that saliva, that doe, just that saliva, just bless her heart. She didn't look like she was going to make it. She needed rest. She needed water. But the Word of God said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Goes kind of along with Sunday. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We need to acquire a longing for the Word of God. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. David said, my soul thirsteth for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. I say tonight, God's face will shine on those that acknowledge the wonder of the Word, that will allow the entrance of the Word, and that will acquire a longing for the Word of God. You know, I use the word acquire, and I think that's important. Let me give you something tonight. When I met my wife, I think, I'm not even sure which one of them. Corn, that's not really a vegetable, is it? Is it a vegetable? It is a vegetable. Well, when I met my wife, my vegetable list was corn and green beans. Was there anything else, Missy? That's it. That was it. I can't believe this, but a while back, before Charity and Bob moved, Charity had something called asparagus. She baked that stuff up in some olive oil and put some kind of seasoning on it. She said, here, try it, Dad. And I got that out of there, and I said, that ain't too bad. I went a little bit further. I said, that's pretty good. And before long, she probably wished that she'd have cooked more of it. Amen. What I'm trying to say is, my wife, over and over and over, she'd say, I'm going to fix this. I said, I don't like it. She'd say, have you tried it? I'd say, no. She said, well, then how do you know you don't like it? I said, well, if it's having a hard time with my nose, I believe it'll have a hard time in my mouth. And she got me to try this and try that. You know what I believe tonight? I believe a lot of people would fall in love with this book if they just try it. If they would acquire a longing for the precious Word of God if they just try it. It's a lot easier now, isn't it, Miss Eve, to name the vegetables that I won't eat than the ones that I will. Amen. I appreciate God's Word. It's good, it's sweet, and it's good for us. Amen. Then I'll give you this, and I'm done. We need to acknowledge the wonder of the Word. God's face will shine on us. Allow the entrance of the Word. God's face will shine on us. Acquire a longing for the Word. God's face will shine on us. And then when we appreciate the power of the Word of God, God's face will shine on us. I want to give you three things quickly, and I'm done. A power, number one, to direct us. Look in verse number 133. The Bible said, order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in thy word. How many believes God's word has power to direct us? I didn't plan on saying this tonight, and I mention it from time to time. It always warms my heart when I mention it. But sitting out there on the parking lot one night, almost midnight, just a few minutes before midnight, it was God's word that directed me this way. And I thank God for that. I really do. Listen, it'll direct us not only, in the major decisions of life, but God would like to be included in every decision of life. I had a temptation laid out in front of me the other day. My brother called me and he said, Rick, I know you like that truck of yours. I said, well, yeah, I do. He said, I know where there's a 2009. He said, it's got, 28,000 miles on it. He said, it's a one owner. He just put brand new tires on it. He's got it priced $10,000 to $12,000 under book value. Boy, I just begin to light up. You say, why? Because I got flesh just like you do. Amen. I just begin to think. And then I told my wife, I said, honey, we don't need that a bit more than a man in the moon. I said, that old truck, I said, I had a new one like that, I'd be afraid, Brother Houston, to throw a bunch of junk up in the back of it. Amen. That not God now, I ain't afraid of it. It's hauled many a ton of rock. I'm telling you, it's untelling you how long it'll last, but she's still a rolling. I'm going to let her roll. Amen. I just thank the Lord tonight. He can direct us, order our steps in thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I told my wife, I said, if I'm still on the road, if I'm still on the road, my truck would have well over 300,000 miles on it now. But I'm not still on the road. Amen. And that truck don't run a whole lot now like it used to. I said, if I'm still on the road, I'd have to consider that. I really would. I would feel like I would need to consider that. But I tell you, God's word will direct us, amen, the way that we need to go. Then number two, there's power to deliver us. In verse 133, the second part, the Bible said, let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And then in verse number 134, deliver me from the oppression of men. So God's word has the power to deliver us, two things here, from what's going on around us and from what's going on inside of us. Amen? From the dominion of sin. God's word will deliver us. It has the power. When we appreciate the power of God's word, God will shine on us. In verse Psalm 19, verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. How many believes God's word has power to deliver us? Amen. And then lastly, under this deliverance here, God's word has power to direct us, power to deliver us, but it has power to deliver others. You say, preacher, what do you mean? The Bible said here in verse number 136, rivers of water run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. Let me say this to you tonight. I'm not trying to be mean or have an ugly spirit about it. But sometimes around Christians, you run into people that are just very critical. They're critical of, sometimes they're critical of God's people. They're critical of sinners. They're just, but here the psalmist said, I see people that are not, well, how did he word it there? He said, because they keep not thy law. In other words, they don't keep the word of God. But that he's not belittling them. He's weeping over their condition. It reminded me of the Apostle Paul there in the book of Acts. He said he ceased not to weep night and day. For the space of 3.5 years, he wept over their souls and he cared for them. And then he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. So it has the power to deliver others. Jeremiah said, oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. I believe Jeremiah, he knew what it was for the rivers of water to run down his eyes. Because Jeremiah is the one that said, seek the old path. And the Bible said, and when you find it, walk therein. But then the response in the next verse, we will not walk therein. Oh, beloved friend, it broke his heart. I believe it ought to break ours as well. Power to deliver others. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That's what you and I are tonight. We're just sent to bear witness of that light. I pray that God's countenance, his face, would shine upon us as his servants, that we might be effective in reaching others with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to appreciate the power of the Word of God. Acquire a longing for the Word of God. Allow the entrance of the Word of God. And we need to acknowledge the wonder of the Word of God. I tell you, I've heard different stories along the way, and I think about even one night here at the church, all I was trying to do was take the Bible and challenge us to greet one another, and the Lord in that service saved a young man. You remember that? I'm telling you, God's God. His Word is powerful, amen? And His Word, the Bible said, shall not return unto him void. So let's give out the Word of God. Amen. And let his face shine upon us. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here. We praise you tonight, God, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you, Father, tonight that, Lord, the Word of God is a wonder. Lord, all those different men writing all those different verses and pages of the Word of God. And Lord, it's inerrant. It's infallible. It's inspired. It's forever, O Lord, settled in heaven. Lord, what a wonder tonight, this precious old book. Lord, those years we spent in the prisons, Lord, opening this book, preaching this book, watching you change men's lives that were hardened by sin, watching you soften their heart, watching you save their soul. God, what a blessing. I pray, Father, tonight that you'd help us, Lord, that our confidence would not be in man, but our confidence would be in the God that left us a precious old book to read, to study, to preach, to teach, and to share with a world that's walking in darkness. Thank you, Lord. Make your face, our Father, to shine upon thy servant, and we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.